Merry Thanksgiving, everybody. Thanks for listening to the B-Team. All you B-holes, as promised, this is the lost and now found episode 86, where we had Bino on for his exit interview. And by now, you know the story that I recorded it, saved it, and went home, tried to find it, couldn't find it, and then it magically reappeared on my hard drive. So we want to present this for you because, we heard from a couple of B-holes that we should release it because it was very fresh in our minds with Bean leaving, because we really just recorded this about an hour after he ended his career at K-Rock. So you'll hear our parts, but I won't bore you with replaying the Bean interview or the Afro montage. So you'll hear that. And in this particular episode, you'll hear more of a behind the scenes of the B-Team podcast, because I left kind of how we kind of like get in and out of those bits there, because I thought you guys would enjoy that. So happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Thank you again for listening, and please enjoy. So that happened.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How you guys feeling?
Like real talk or like?
Yes, like real talk, like, a-hole. Like, I don't want you to just be funny just for the sake of being funny.
Great, man.
Hey, B-holes, this is the B-Team episode. What is it? 87?
I don't know. You do that.
I think it's 86.
86, thank you. It's 86. when we're taping this is 11 a.m. and Bean has been off the Kevin and Bean show for approximately an hour. Which is crazy.
Bean has left the building.
Bean has gone bye-bye.
I'm glad that guy's gone.
but
he's not
Dave,
listen to this, so
Dave, you are Mr. No Emotion, and you were in there during his last break, and he called you out on the microphone.
Yeah.
And he said to you something like, hey, you have any words? And you choked up like a little bitch.
I did cry like a little baby.
What happened?
Well, listen, I was just in there to listen and like being there for his last break. You know, it's you know, 30 years or 20 years with me and Bean. And,
mm-hmm.
and so Jensen starts going, and he starts tearing up. Kevin is just red.
By
He's
the way,
holding back.
Not only is he holding back his tears and stuff, like legit, Kevin was close to dying on today's
Dude.
Show. He was so sick. He definitely shouldn't have came in, right?
Well, yeah, but he had to.
Of course.
Yeah.
Absolutely. 100%.
Yeah, but no, props to him, dude. He was struggling, man.
Yeah.
And he pulled through. He sounded good on air, you know, for the most part. And it was such a busy day, like nonstop. We dropped all the songs. We only played commercials because, not that we even had to, just because I think the guys needed a break,
just
to reset and stuff like that. Just seeing Jensen cry and then looking at Kevin tear up. Muggs was busy doing, running the board and stuff. And then Allie's already crying.
Running the board and stuff?
I don't know. What were you doing, Muggs?
Oh,
I think you were looking at me. We were looking at each other.
I was making sure the f***ing show stayed on air.
Yeah. Well, my mic wasn't on to start with, and that was funny. Because I wasn't, and I don't blame Kevin for that, because I wasn't expecting Bean to throw it to me.
Yeah.
You know, I was just like, I said the same thing that I said that you'll hear later when we interview Bean. But it's just, you know, I'm not one for words, so we boys, that was it. And I teared up but like a little baby. And that was the first time... That was the first time I got emotional about Bean leaving.
Yeah,
and
so
now it's now that he's gone, I'm cool. You know, like it was just a moment.
An hour later, Dave's fine.
Oh, I'm good.
He's fine.
Yeah, I'm good, man. I got a lot of work to do, so we got to let's hurry up.
You should see him after funerals.
Oh, dude, funerals, I party, dude.
He's off. He's dropping ecstasy. He's just like,
oh,
all
you
right.
haven't done that?
Oh my god. So, yeah, you know, let's not fool ourselves, you know, at this point, probably all of the B-holes have already heard the proper Kevin and Bean podcast, and you know that we spoke to Dave Grohl, Jimmy and Adam were there, Ralph Garman called in out of nowhere and was amazing, and the entire show, we had Doc and Rock, Lightning, Dr. Drew.
It was good to hear from Doc, man, like talking to him off air too. He's such a smart dude, and now he sounds like, not as crazy, because when he was Doc, he was going through, like, all kinds of crap. Now he's Father Britain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we, you know, everybody called in, and I
Big
mean,
Tad.
It was, yeah, Big Tad.
Big Tad!
And it was a tremendous, I could have done without Big Tad. but it was a tremendous tribute that Bean.
We heard the tuba, though.
Definitely, Bean did not want this. And, you know, we were just speaking a little bit about how this unfolded, because nothing was planned, because Bean didn't want a celebration. And I think that this is the only way that this could have unfolded, because this is classic Kevin and Bean. Not prepared, flying by the seat of their pants, and just making it work. And if you guys, I mean, you know, obviously everybody that's listening to this has listened to that podcast.
Hopefully.
And the, no, I guarantee you.
Yeah.
That show, not only was it LA like history, it was one of those shows that you could not tune away from. Like, once Jimmy and Adam put their foot down and told Bean, listen, mother effer, this is happening whether you like it or not, the whole feel of the show just changed, right, Muggs?
Yeah.
How was it in the studio? You were there the entire morning. Give us a little background of, or a little, what am I trying to say here?
A little insight
yeah. of, yeah, what was the feel inside that room?
So it was funny, because before Jimmy and Adam got there, it was like kind of a normal show.
Yeah.
You know? And everybody behind the scenes was bummed out that Bean didn't want anything.
Yeah.
And there's Ally McKay talking about Justin Biebs and all that. Yeah.
It was just like a normal show. It was like, okay. And then the minute Kimmel walked into the studio, because Kimmel was...
He was early,
and he was in on a break that we were supposed to do Bean's final Would You Like to Take That Back, which we never even did, because there was just too much time. We had
too much stuff going on.
Too much reminiscing. So the minute Jimmy started, it started changing. Then when Adam came in, and then those guys riffing, it the mood lightened,
yeah,
and it didn't feel so normal.
Yeah, it definitely was more old school,
yeah.
Kevin and Bean feel,
yeah.
which was, if you guys, you know, I'm sure you guys remember, it was way unpredictable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? At any moment, anybody could call in, and this and that could happen, and it was like any audible could be called at any moment back in the day. That show was amazing to me, because, you know, Adam and Jimmy and all the calls. I mean, it was great.
So the first call was Doc.
Yeah.
That was cool. You should have seen what was going on when we figured out that Poor Man was on the line. I was going back and forth with Bean, like, Bean, do you want it? Do you want Poor Man on? Or like, and Bean's like, yeah, let's do it.
We're all thinking, like, no, because of what happened between them two. You know, like, for those who don't know, Poor Man took listeners to Bean's house and tried to throw him a birthday party in the middle of the night, and then got fired for that, K-Rock.
They wrecked Bean's lawn.
It's so funny, and, you know, you hear in the conversation that Poor Man is that guy who's just clueless. Will never get it, will never understand why he got fired, and he feels like he's doing the right thing. He's the type of guy that definitely doesn't learn from his mistakes, you know? Even in today, like, you know, yeah, sure, you know, they squash things, but Poor Man was still bitter, you know? And I guess he calls in to Rubes, and he was giving Rubes some crap, you know? So, I don't know. So, but that was amazing radio.
Yeah.
Not only that, what else was amazing today?
The only person that I wish called in that did not was Rockin' Fig.
Rockin' Fig, dude.
I wish Paul, the sports guy or whatever.
Dean?
No, Paul.
Oh.
Paul the, oh, man. That was
Paul the off man?
No.
Wasn't his name the Paul the 45-year-old virgin? Is that what they called him?
No, there was Mark the 55-year-old intern.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's so many different people.
Paul, was it Action Jackson?
Action Jackson?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
One of the short-lived sports guys.
You were going to say something, though? You were saying before I interrupted you.
Yeah, there was, you know, a couple of key, you know, things that I found just amazing. One of them was that in 2 years since Ralph Garman has left the show, this was the first time that we actually, you know, had him back. I truly felt that was, you know, very touching. And you could kind of hear in Ralph's voice, you know, he was cracking up a little bit. So, I really enjoyed that.
And we played Jacques Chirac audio.
The Jacques Chirac thing was insane.
And you guys burning it down.
You guys kind of know what that is. You know, they kind of broke it down on the Kevin and Bean show. So, but if there's any B-hole out there that hasn't listened to that podcast, which I can't imagine there is that's listening to this right now, go listen to that first before you listen to this podcast. And by the way, this podcast is a little tribute to Bean. We're going to have Bean in on it in
we
just
spoke
a sec.
With Bean, yeah.
And we also have, like, you know, we're going to help you mourn through this process because, you know, we know how much Bean meant to all the B-holes and to us, you know? And you know, we're going to be, you know, except for Dave. Dave's the only person that's not going to be in mourning for any amount of time because he's over it already.
Oh, what happened? Bean left? Okay, cool. Let's do this.
Yeah. So we're going to help you get through it because what I did is, like, you know what? Thank you so much for everybody who took the time out and called the Afro line. No kidding. I think I have about a half hour of calls. So I put together this huge montage of all the calls. And just if you can, just listen to it because these people are probably just like you who Bean helped, who Kevin helped, who the Kevin and Bean show as a whole helped them out through a tough time in their lifetime, right? So I think it's pretty cool. But let's get into it. This is the man of the hour. We have Bean Baxter on the B-Team podcast. Hey, Bean.
Are we going to play the theme?
No.
No theme?
No theme.
All right.
That'd be stupid.
Hey, it is a normal podcast, so wouldn't be
It is not a normal podcast at all.
It's just another episode, man.
Oh, it's over.
Jesus, Dave.
Bean left.
Gotta have normalcy, man.
I was sad for 2 seconds.
It's gonna be fine.
I'm not saying that.
It's gonna be fine.
I know it is, but you're saying it's normal.
You're gonna have your head down and think about the past.
Wow. Are you kidding me right now?
No. I'm just saying, like, yeah, it sucks, but...
Hey, all you B-holes and Kevin Bean listeners, next week, we just want you to get over it, all right? Just get over it. Pretend that Bean was never here.
That's what you're saying, Dave.
No.
Mugs.
That's essentially what you're saying.
No, what I'm saying is...
Tell me what you're saying.
Because this all stems from the theme, right? I said it's a normal podcast because we're doing a podcast, right? It's an episode of the B Team.
Yeah,
right?
But you're acting like Bean being gone is there's going to be no big change and
nothing at all.
The B Team. What are you saying then?
I'm saying
you just said a normal podcast.
There
Dave.
Has to be normalcy. So the theme is part of the normalcy.
But this is not a normal B Team episode, Dave. It's not.
Why?
I have a better
idea. Because our show... Please. Because this is blowing my mind, Mugs.
Okay, for it, we won't play the normal theme, but if Dave wants a theme, get the funeral march up and just play that. Just play the funeral march.
It would
march.
Be appropriate. You're blowing my mind, Dave. Right. That's crazy. Okay. Should we leave all that in?
Just take it all out.
No, just because you're wrong.
Whatever. I think it was just take it all out.
Okay, let's get into the... I'm going to leave all that in just because I can't believe Dave's comments. So let's now get into the interview with Bino. Hey, Bean.
All right, thanks, you guys. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
All right, see you.
Bye, Bean.
Take it easy, dude. So that's great... So that's the green. Who was that? I
the Wizard of Oz.
That was the great Bean Baxter.
Yeah,
sweet
guy's gonna be.
He's that guy with the tube in his eye. He's Bean Baxter.
Yeah. So this entire episode is gonna be a little. You know, we can't do the you know a proper you know a tribute that he already had on you know on K-Rock.
Exactly.
But we're gonna do a little B team kind of you know we're gonna do our highlights.
It's the show about the show after the show.
Absolutely, yeah.
The B team podcast.
Yeah. This is a supplement.
Absolutely.
To the last one.
So Dave, you're up next with your greatest Bean moment.
Well, you know it's really hard because. Doing, you know, being here, you just don't know.
By the way, I contacted Bean because you failed to.
Oh, yeah.
The B-Team bell from Bean is on its way.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
How about the hard drive? Because we haven't contacted him about that either.
I don't care about the hard drive.
Yeah. I do.
I think, why?
All his drops?
Yeah.
That's a lot of
gold.
Drops.
Yeah. Gold.
I think we need, in that respect, I think we need to get to work and get new stuff. Yeah. And a lot of, I think we need to move on and archive new audio.
Oh, that sounds familiar.
No, that's not it's not the same thing at all.
No, but what I try to say is, you know, being here and working, there's so much stuff that you kind of don't remember it. So I was thinking about my favorite moment as a listener. Like, what did I love about Kevin and Bean especially? And that was when the Cardigans stopped by the interview. And it was so fantastic because he was such a – he was so Bean in that interview. And the audio we have is – since we couldn't find the original audio is when – Ralph was celebrating one of the members' birthdays, and he played a couple of clips of the interview and Cortland talking to Nina after the interview.
I gotta say, I love the setup, Dave. Great setup.
Yeah.
Here we go.
You gonna be a dick now?
Yes.
All right, I can't wait for yours. So let's. Here's. I guess we're gonna drop this in.
Drop it.
Okay. Oh wait, we gotta hear the end of that. My bad.
For the cold door. We'll take that one tomorrow.
Different topic altogether.
So that's Nina is her name? From the Cardigans? Nina,
yeah.
Giving Bean crap for
so awesome.
Talking too much about Norway, I guess.
Yeah, because they're Swedish. See?
I think IKEA was the main thing. Could but, you yeah, please stop talking,
kept talking about IKEA?
IKEA, yeah.
That's hilarious. You know, Bean, being all Asperger-y, when he fixes, he gets, you know, fixated on something, you know, he just is like a pit bull dog, just will not let go. And that's what I have to pick for my Bean pick is when he has Asperger's, but he doesn't want to admit he has Asperger's. So Kevin had a quiz about Asperger's, and he gives it to Bean live on the air. And, we all know that Bean, towards the end of his career on the Kevin and Bean show, has admitted, you know, mental health issues and kind of taking care of his own problems. And he also had mentioned a couple of times that he, I don't know if he was like, you know, professionally diagnosed or self-diagnosed, but he actually towards the end of being on Kevin and Bean said that he had Asperger's.
Yeah, you know, because I have Asperger's, and or he would say stuff like that.
Yeah.
And knowing Bean, never went. He just accepted it.
You think
know?
He did, really?
I think he just accepted it. Like, I have to have something because I love maps. I love time. I love schedules. I love everything. You know, it's like...
Yeah, so that was,
not reading the room.
So that was social situation.
So that was definitely one of those things where, you know, he inspired a tremendous amount of people to open about mental health. So my pick is Bean has Asperger's. And we're just going to drop this in.
Drop in.
Okay.
Drop.
I like that we're all pissy with each other. All right, here we go. Except Muggs. Muggs is like, Muggs is
because he's
chill.
High.
Muggs
that's
is,
why.
Muggs is just
no,
chill.
No, I'm tired.
I'm tired too.
I took DayQuil. I'm coming off of
tomorrow.
NyQuil.
You're getting sick?
All right.
I've been sick for like a week.
Dude,
if it wasn't Beans last week, dude, I would have taken days off.
Oh, man.
Okay. Homer would have appreciated that.
Beans?
So sad.
Andrew Bean. Yeah.
So that's Bean has Asperger's. Very funny. And you could hear a little bit of Lisa May there. Muggos, you're up next.
So my favorite thing about Bean was more of an entire segment that he did throughout the end of his tenure on the Kevin and Bean show.
He was only here for 10 years?
You're dumb.
That was funny, but
yeah,
I had to act disappointed. And it was Bean loves death. Let's face it; we were just talking about his weird quirks. I did a segment, Cheers with Beer Mug, about what people thought they were weird about themselves. So the segment of Bean loves death, Bean's Death Corner, rather. I should get the name of the segment right if I'm talking about it.
Both of you guys are super tired, huh?
Yeah,
super tired. I enjoyed the fact about him talking about crazy death scenarios. Literally, by him telling the story, you could hear the joy in his
great
voice.
Great setup, Muggs.
What, are you coming at me now, Dave, or what?
Passing the buck down.
Guys, it's been a long week. Today
what Muggs is trying to say is that, you know what? I love Bean's bit. Bean's Death Corner. Here we go. We're going to drop this in.
Drop it. Did I explain that too much?
So you great. Know what happens when like your life is over? You die, right? And we like to say it's death.
On her.
Oh, Bean loves death. Oh, Bean loves death.
Oh, Bean loves death so much.
You know, and a great intro, by the way.
Thanks, man. Well, you know, it's so funny.
That was Catherwood, so
that was me.
Shout out.
Yes. I did that.
Shout out to well-adjusted Mike.
I don't like to pat myself on the back for a lot of production pieces, man, but that's one of the greats. And I was like so bummed out that we stopped doing that bit because we don't get to hear that intro anymore.
And it just stopped, right? Like there was no rhyme or reason.
There was.
Did he do a couple of stories that were kind of ugly and then were like, ugh.
Well, that's where, remember, I think he got the penis slapped one, no? Or no, that was a Florida. That was a Florida.
Yeah, but it involved death. It involved like rape and death.
I remember this was Bean's choice. Because I remember talking to him about it a couple months ago. I'm like, whatever happened to Bean's death card? He's like, yeah, I got over
it. It's also one of those things that Kevin Bean, you know, you guys probably have your own opinion, and you know, I'll state mine right now. I think in recent years, Kevin Bean have become too complacent with what's happening in society and don't do their own thing. With that said, I think there has to be a barometer, but I think their barometer is too PC, in my opinion. That's just coming from me. How do you guys feel? So that's why I kind of like Bean. And Bean, in his, post-mental health years, you know, has kind of like not wanting to focus on anything negative. He wants to be more positive. And I think that's just for his mental health. How do you guys feel?
Yeah, I would say that. Now that you mentioned that, Omar, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Because I think his overall vibe on air and in off air
changed. Yeah.
And that's, wow, man, you should be a psychologist.
Dave?
I'm going to say they just grew up a little bit, and they didn't feel that putting people down and mocking people
that's funny
didn't feel good. You know what I'm saying? Like, it didn't feel good, you know? Like, so, and they want to feel good.
Hey, dude, they're the hosts. They're the ones that have to pull it off, right?
No. They didn't stop mocking. They just shifted it to me.
Well-deserved, though. I mean, right?
Yeah, right. Okay.
Before, I put together a couple of montages with some Afro callers, and like I said, you know what? I'm going to time this out and see how many freaking calls we have, because it's an insane number. I won't be able to tell you the actual...
This is going to be like a three-hour podcast.
<Let's see.
laughs> Because it's all just Afro calls.
Well, let's see. But it's kind of cool. 39 minutes.
Of Afro calls?
Of Afro calls, yes. Of
bonus
Afro
track.
Calls.
Now, let me ask you, were these some of the calls that we played on air?
These are some of the calls we played on air.
Great calls, by the way.
What
thanks
I wanted to do is, I didn't want to kind of ignore anybody that called in, so they didn't feel... I'm going to be honest, there's some of them that I was, you know, downloading so quickly, I must have missed a couple, but I tried to include all of them, just so because I didn't want you guys to feel ignored.
Yeah.
You know?
By the way, if I could right now take this moment to rightfully what am I trying to say?
I don't know.
Why are you asking us?
You're trying to
justify myself.
Okay.
I'd like to testify.
Okay.
All the audio of the montages, the live interview montages that you heard on Bean's last show, was the April Foolishness audio, which I found the card to, so I did not lose it after all. I'm going to pat myself on the back. Thank you very much. You're welcome.
One of the montages was, the other one was from the audio from the Green Day Breakfast, you forget. I included both of those.
But However, you found that card.
Yeah, absolutely, because what we're going to play next, in my, from what I understand, we didn't get a chance to play the rap, did we, Mugs?
We did.
Yes, we did.
Oh, we did?
Yes.
What did Bean think about it?
I don't think he heard it.
What
or
happened,
he didn't
Mugs?
Like it.
Did you add it? Is it in the podcast?
It's
Dave?
Everything's gonna be in the podcast.
Okay. I have it right here because I didn't hear. I was so busy in here today. I didn't get to hear it.
Not only did Kimmel and Carolla hear it.
Yeah,
but we're all waiting to go on air. And let's just you can go back to the game tape and you can find out how Bean felt about it.
Oh, really? What did he say?
I don't remember. He
said something to the effect of, "I stopped listening."
Oh my god!
Well,
that's classic Bean.
No. I mean, to be fair, we played it because we were coming back from a break, and he went to go pee, and then we're like, "All right, let's just play it."
Have you said that to be funny? Have you
then.
Heard it?
I
Dave?
Think he said that to be funny.
I heard some of it.
Have you heard it, Mugs?
Yes.
Yeah,
I recorded it.
What did you think about it?
It was more spoken word than.
It was a spoken word flowetry.
Listen, I thought it was if you take into them being at April Foolishness, taking the time out to write it and then track Beer Mug back down to record it, that's a tremendous amount of effort.
Effort? Yes.
The excuse, you don't think, I mean, let's, they're not rappers.
Right. I know.
They're not rappers.
No, I think two minutes was long.
I think Bean was kidding. I think it was just more.
No, I don't think he heard most of it because he even came back and asked, he goes, what are we doing here? And we're like, oh, we're playing the rap. And where he's like, oh, okay. And because then he's not going to hear it because it was turned down.
Okay, I'm going to play it. You know, I want you to listen with, if you can, with fresh ears.
With fresh ears.
Yes.
Okay.
Here we go.
Dear Bean, listen up. It's about to be a review of the past and definitely not included on the podcast. Before you step on stage for a potential roast, we offer you this rap, though it's not as great as toast. We refuse to take this back, hope we won't be in the file. If we start to bomb, we offer a pic of Dear Sweet Zach to make you smile.
Like, all there, they already mentioned, like, five Beanisms, you know?
Oh, no.
It's crazy.
The content was
It's crazy.
Was good.
Crazy. Great.
What, you didn't like your delivery, Dave?
Your legacy precedes you as the healthiest man alive. We promise not to hug you, but we'll gladly take a high five. There's no way to adequately describe how we feel, so we'll appreciatively listen to your cover of Bastille. Thank you for your favorite bits of the show. We love you more than the queen, chocolate milk, and Pluto. You've kept us entertained every morning of our lives. Our hearts, like Twitter stock, will take some deep dives. Just like the Edmund Fitzgerald, our hearts have never sank faster. Our thoughts about you leaving, oh no, this is a colossal disaster.
Come on.
Listen.
Like I said,
what?
Content is great. The rap is great.
All right, let's continue.
Eclipse fever got us lit. Death corner put us in distress. Thanks for the info, Bean. You made K-Rock a success. We're drinking syrup tonight as a toast to Cardi Bean. Mr. Bad Example is the true leader of the party machine. Hope to see you at the post office, IHOP, or 7-Eleven. But we can't believe after all this time you're leaving us with Kevin. Pretty sad to see you go. Just wanted to say how we feel. Coping with some Tweet Swift and a succulent Chinese meal. You'll always have me, brother. Even in Shinoda thinks it's lame. When people remember daylight saving time, we yell Hall of Fame. Who gets penis left is something you've always made us ask. Finding someone who loves Christmas as much as you will be a task. Speaking of Christmas, please let the gift card wheel spin once more. Yelling thousand, thousand until your jaw hits the floor. When it comes to naked OJ, we know you'll put up a fight. But when it comes to jury duty, you're like Rodney. All right. Your kindness lost you $40. Definitely put you in a rage. We'll reimburse you the money. Just don't fall off the stage. Enjoy your move to England. We know it's not a fad. But that you're actually trying to escape Eric Andre and Josh Gad. Your legacy is endless. We can all concur. Keep wearing shorts every day. But maybe cut down on the We love you, Bean, and wish you luck in all you do. The only way to send you off is with a hooty-hoo!
Oh, my God. So how hardcore
rap.
Are
I mean,
they?
Mumble rap.
The material is amazing.
Amazing.
Look, and when I recorded them, I remember one of the girls was sort of nervous.
Yeah. One was better than the other. Right.
Yeah. So thinking of it like, oh, maybe one should have just done it. Okay, but
maybe,
they both took their time out to deliver. That's
look,
I'm glad you made
listen,
this
Listen, I don't know if I easily impressed because I thought that was amazing. Like that, like because you take everything into account that they did. Like that was like it blew my mind. That's why I was like, dude, you got to play this. And I was like, I was so glad that you found that.
Real talk, like the rap itself was great, right?
Yeah.
But the them two together was not.
Uh huh.
So and then plus that it was like 2 minutes.
But also like
so it's like so why don't you go hit them up, get the rap, and let's re-record it.
Nah, Bean's dead.
Because wouldn't Muggos sound good? Good, dude.
Oh, want to do a Muggos track? Oh, that'd be kind of fire, dude.
Yo, would you do me
two? Nah, Bean's gone.
All right. Okay. Now, like Muggs said that he found the April Foolishness audio, and then he also took the tape recorder out to the Kevin and Bean's Last Breakfast with Green Day. Ooh. And I created a couple of these montages of you, the Kevin and Bean fans, kind of just, you know, wishing Bean well. And here's the first montage.
I'm going to miss your drops most of all.
You know what? She brings up a great point because, man, Bean's drops, just the timing of them and how you use them, how like today, this morning, he already had a drop from Cheers with Beer Mug that we did yesterday. And it was like perfectly placed.
Yep.
And that is just not going to be on our show anymore.
It's
I mean, we
drop.
Can try, but also like...
No, I'll take 30 years to
get it. One of the fondest memories I have of Bean is when I started running the board was he was already in Seattle. It was that transition. It was I was actually the first board op that he had where he was in Seattle full time, and he would come down from time to time for meetings or breakfast withs or whatever. And I was running the board for a couple of months, and he comes in. He had this little mixer and these two machines, old school machines that you know we're phasing out now. And we would play. I would be in charge of playing this. It was called Organized Bed. It's the bed that we play underneath his drops for the show. But yeah.
Hold on, let me find it.
Yeah, do we have it?
Keep telling the story.
Okay, and so what would happen is, I would from a cart machine. By the way, I would play Organized, and he was Mixmaster Mike with these two little machines. He would just play one, cue up something, play it from the other.
Oh,
one.
I would like to have seen that.
And it was
I've
insane.
Never saw that.
It was insane to watch because
on the video, on the video monitor.
Not
where you were seeing it.
No. I was seeing it, and when he would come down in the studio.
Oh shit.
Yeah, this is the music or whatever. Yeah, right here. And however, the most impressive was the show open was great. Of course.
Yeah.
But he would know how to play drops over Don't Bogart.
Oh yeah, the timing
and everything. I mean, it was bananas to watch, and it was just like, how do you know what drops are what seconds? Because he has a mind, it's like a robot. He's got a mind like a robot. I mean, it was crazy. But yeah, it's definitely one thing that the show is going to, hope to accomplish, with drops and stuff. But it's going to be a very, very, very tough feat ahead of us.
I'm glad you mentioned something about his timing and his drops in the show open. Because I have made a tribute that didn't get to air on K-Rock, but it's going to make its debut.
Oh, that's right.
Here on the B-Team Podcast, episode 86.
We want to listen to that now?
Yeah,
let's do that now, and then we could because I'm excited to hear this. So,
You know what? We should save it till the end.
Let's play it now because
okay. Was it you have something saved for the end?
At the end is going to be the entire montage of that 39 minutes of the of the afros. That's going to be the closer.
Perfect.
So let's get this content out of the way.
All right.
This is produced by Muggos. Let's check it out.
And it's hold on, before you play it.
Okay.
It's very simple.
All right.
It's just a tribute to Beans drops. And also Bean.
Oh, we should play it right here since we're talking about the drops.
Perfect.
You want to play it here? You want?
And now,
ready for a vagina?
The end is near.
God damn it!
And so I face
penis.
The final curtain.
You ready to get pumped? Are you, ladies?
My friend.
What's up?
I'll say it clear.
Give me some dick.
I'll state my case.
I am not a winner.
Which I'm certain.
I love Bobby Boris Pickett.
I've lived.
Pretty dope, man.
A life that's full.
I am a whore.
I traveled each and every highway.
How about sausage?
And more.
Penis.
Much more than this.
Is it tough work being a butt?
I did it my way.
We're on the sausage hunt right now.
Regrets.
Oh, no!
I've had a few.
This is a colossal disaster.
But then again.
Just suck it.
Too few to mention.
Hey, come over here, big fella, with those magic fingers.
I did.
What's up, Holmes?
What I had to do.
I think funerals are fine.
Saw it through.
Daddy, I'm gonna bend over now.
Without exemption.
I need somebody to pee on me. Does anybody have to pee?
I plan.
Went to Barnes & Noble recently.
Each charted course.
Bought myself two separate maps.
Each careful step.
You're like,
hee-haw.
Along the byway.
Ooh, I should tweet that.
More.
Penis.
Much more than this.
When are you gonna let me tap that ass?
I did it my way.
Muggles, Muggles.
That's unfortunately, Bean will never hear that because he's probably just done with everything. But
I think he is. However, I am going to tweet at Bean, and Bean, maybe you could shoot him a quick email to his personal email account and just let him know that if he chooses to hear all the Afro calls, that they're there in one podcast for him to listen to.
Hey, let's see if he unfollowed us
already. That's funny. Okay. While you do that, we're going to play the second montage of calls for Bean. Calls or interviews, whatever we're doing here. Please enjoy.
Hootie Whoville.
Hootie Whoville indeed. R.I.P. Bean, you know, I'm definitely going to miss that guy.
How great is it that R.I.P. Bean, the hashtag, was trending number one in L.A. going into this morning, and it was mostly because people thought Rowan Atkinson died.
Is that true?
That was yesterday. Dude, if you read...
Yeah.
Man.
Dude, I went...
That's hilarious.
If you read the hashtag, yeah. it's so funny, dude.
Was anybody writing like, oh, man, I used to love Mr. Bean
no,
or any of that?
But they already found out that he wasn't dead, and it was more like, oh, my God, I'm so glad Mr. Bean, Rowan Atkinson, isn't dead.
Oh, my God, that's
and then
funny.
There's like other funny ones like, I don't know the bean that they're talking about, but I'm sure glad it's not Rowan Atkinson.
That's hilarious. I love that. That's so funny. Okay, so we're going to get to your Afro calls. And like I said, B-Holes, like, you know, I mean, we're all in mourning here. And we're hoping that this podcast kind of helps you get through it. We're all in mourning except Dave over here. What's happening? What's so funny?
So I just looked at clicked RIP Bean on Twitter.
Yeah.
And 49 seconds ago, first there was the Celine Dion death hoax. And then there was the RIP Bean. Can we not hoax deaths of celebs like it's a Tide Pod Challenge trend?
What? Oh, my God.
Yo, why don't people click it and then understand what it is? But that's just like, that's what's happening
because
on Twitter.
Because we live in a society of headlines. People just, you know, read the headline and they're like, oh, shh. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, oh, God, that was
that's funny. Okay, B-Holes. So I try to include all the Afro calls and we got a ton. So here we go. We're just going to drop this in. Please enjoy. This is about 39 minutes of your Afro calls to Bean.
They're not listening to it.
And good luck in the UK.
See, yeah.
That was the worst one right there, that one.
No, that was actually okay.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, you know, we all wish Bean the best. And, you know, you heard our well wishes in the thing. So good luck.
Hey. How can we play the outro if we didn't play the intro?
It's a normal B-Team episode,
dude. Yeah, no, not anymore. We're
keep
all
those
wacky doodle.
These guys
not
are still fighting.
Keep those efforts coming. 323-520-AFRO. We'll get to inbox that later, whatever. All right. Anything else, Muggles?
I gotta go take a poop.
All right.
One or two.
It's the B team. Thanks for listening.
The B team.
Yeah.
The B team. The B team.
Oh, that's right.
The B team.
Baby.
Hey, we're going to Hollywood Park still.
Oh, yeah. Hollywood Park.
Oh, yeah.
This Sunday. That's a bonus track. We're going to pimp that out.
No one's listening right now, dude.
LA versus Pittsburgh at Pittsburgh.
There we go. We're going to be there at 1. Hope to join us. Register.
Hope to join us.
It's the LA team that everybody likes.
I hope you join us.
None of them.
Okay.
Whatever. Let's leave.
We're tired. We're emotionally drained.
I love those animals with horns.
Except for Dave. Bye.
Bye.
I think I like your sound effect better.